Well, I offer to you tonight a thought that the Lord granted to me as I was praying about what to share. A thought popped into my mind, and I thought it was an unusual thought, and I'll pass it on to you. What a blessing it is to know that we don't need to end well. What a blessing it is, especially on Good Friday, to remember that we don't absolutely need to, quote unquote, end well. Let me explain what I mean. I had an aunt when I was young who said that she prayed every night before she went to sleep for forgiveness because, she said, she was afraid she might die in her sleep and go to hell if she had forgotten to pray. My aunt was a lifelong Presbyterian, and yet her words showed that she did not understand Good Friday. I think she does now. Some of the people we know from our Bibles ended very well. The Apostle Paul ended well. He bravely went to his death at the hand of the Emperor Nero, but Paul never denied the faith. That's how you end well. The prophet Elijah suffered for years under persecution at the hands of King Ahab and his evil wife Jezebel, but he got privileged to enter heaven without dying as an angelic chariot swept down from the sky and took him up, inspiring many gospel hymns later. But then we consider the whole testimony of the Bible, and we consider, on the other hand, Samson, who was a reckless man, a man that was indifferent to the small points of holiness, a man whose eyes were on beautiful women, and who destroyed himself in a kamikaze attack on the Philistines. And yet Hebrews 11 says that Samson did this by faith. Gideon in the book of Judges was definitely a man of faith. We know his story of the miraculous conquering of the evil empire, the evil army, the evil army. But when Gideon was old, it would be wonderful, wouldn't it be, if all the characters of the Bible, when they reached the end of their sojourn, always ended well. But when you read the story of Gideon, he drifted from complete faithfulness to the Lord. He ended up falling into idol worship, and actually drew the rest of Israel into idol worship with an ephod that they began to pray to, I guess, and burn incense to before Gideon passed from this life. But this is a reason to respect the Bible, because the Bible is realistic, isn't it? The Bible is not an endless story, a series of golden stories in which everybody ends well. It isn't. Not every believer in it did end well. I don't know about you, I bet you do know these people, but I myself know Christian believers who ended well, and I know a few who did not. There was a pastor in Lexington about 12 years ago that was a personal acquaintance of mine. He did not end well. And there are other cases where they have not ended well. Now, we certainly have good reasons to want to end well as Christians. Love for the Lord is our main reason. Love for the Lord is our primary driving reason to want to end well. Reward and commendation from the Lord Jesus Christ is another reason. I would like to have be told that I did well, and I hope you feel the same. Well done is a goal that every Christian should have when we come and see our Savior face to face. I would like that. I would like to get an A. At least a B. We'll find out. But you know, there's a reason we don't absolutely need to end well. It's because Jesus Christ already did. And that's one, for some reason, that's what Good Friday reminds me of this year. We don't have to end well, because Jesus Christ ended well. My wife and I were talking on the drive over here and thinking about the human nature of Christ, expressing himself through his prayers, his fears, his request to be let out of it. And he was so, and him being so humanly upset that he sweat blood. And yet, he ended well. He ended well, didn't he? He never denied God the Father. He had come from infancy to do the very thing that we're remembering on Good Friday, and he never wavered. Not even for a millisecond did he waver. The Son of God went through the suffering of the Passion Week without breaking, even once. The Son of God paid for all those sins that my aunt was so afraid would condemn her. He paid for all the sins that my aunt committed that she forgot to ask forgiveness for because they had slipped her mind, just like mine slipped my mind from time to time. Christ paid for those sins. Why could Paul face his own death with courage? Because he knew Christ had already died for him. God welcomed Elijah into that chariot because God foreknew that Christ was going to make sure there was a seat there for Elijah. I have this picture in my mind of Christ with a duster, making sure that there was a seat ready for Elijah in that chariot because Christ would make sure that there was. And Samson, of all people, who we would not want as a member here, let alone a deacon, as useful as he would be in putting a new sign up. Even Samson opened up seeing eyes, in heaven, and the first thing he saw was the Savior who, in his future, our past, would bring the temple of God's wrath crashing down upon himself on Samson's behalf. So be glad for Good Friday. Charles Spurgeon, the well-known British preacher of the 1800s, said that Good Friday is a festival, not a funeral. We don't know if we will stumble. I don't know. I want to end, whenever that day comes, I hope it comes a little sooner than 30 seconds from now, but whenever that day comes that it's time for me to leave, my wife is hoping it takes longer than 30 seconds too, but whenever that time comes, I want to cross the finish line with my head up. That's what I want. I want a lot of things that I don't manage to somehow do. My aspirations are fairly solid. I find my ankles are kind of weak sometimes. We don't know if or how that we might stumble before it's our time to go. And I don't say this with condemnation, but I say that this is true of you as well as of me. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what 5 years from now holds. We don't know, depending on how long the Lord waits, we don't know what 25 years for our walk with the Lord holds from now. But be happy, because Christ already crossed the finish line in our place. Christ already crossed the finish line for you, and you have already won. The cup of God's righteous anger has already been completely emptied out. There isn't even a drop left in it. The list of charges that God held against us because of our sins have all been erased. Jesus' blood is the only red thing that causes whiteout. The entire list of everything that God could hold against you has been whited out by the red blood of Jesus. And so, it's a blessing on Good Friday to remember that we don't absolutely need to end well. And maybe we'll actually run better knowing that. I find anxiety does not help performance. The scripture says, thanks to the blood of Jesus Christ, we can enter into the most holy place and receive grace to help from the high priest who is our brother and has already won the victory. Amen? So in commemoration of his victory, which is what we remember on a day like this, let us now take our attention to the bread and the cup. The bread being a physical emblem of his physical body, which bled and shook and suffered and died on that cross all those years ago, and the cup being a representation of his blood, which had to be shed because of the severity of sin in the eyes of a pure God. I'd like to invite my helpers, whoever they may be. It's always a leap of faith. I know someone's here committed to it, but at our church, we sometimes go, all right, helpers. But helpers always come forward, and we appreciate that. We'll begin with the bread, and I wonder if our brother Jim would give thanks for the bread and for the body of Christ, which it symbolizes.
Father, as we gather here on this occasion, it's a blessing that we get to take of this bread in remembrance of you, in remembrance of your body that was slain on the cross for our sins. What a blessing it has been. We just give you all praise and honor that we can take and just remember at this time.
Please hold the element and we'll take it together.